You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with another segment with my good friend Tom Handler. Tom is the founding partner of Handler Thayer up in Chicago. They have a practice that's nationwide. They advise high net worth individuals, high net worth families, actors, famous sports folks we can't mention on the show. But Tom, welcome back.
It's great to be back.
It's great to have you. I kind of like that. I'm still Wanda. We got to find Sirius of Alan Parsons. We got to play that at least for Tom once when he's on. All right. Now, Tom, we were talking about all the different things people need to be looking out and doing by the year end. Maybe give them a couple of tips for next year. We talked a little bit about how to approach the opportunities that the new tax reform has. And you only got about halfway through. We got another 7 or 8 minutes. It's all yours.
Sure. Well, let's talk about some of the things that affect individuals, and some could also impact businesses that will ultimately flow through or impact the individuals. At this time of the year, people will often make or consider making contributions to a qualified pension plan or some other type of qualified plan.
Right.
And
I
that
do.
Makes sense. And
I do.
Those are a good idea, and the income grows tax-free, and in some cases the contribution is deductible. In other cases, it's not deductible, but it still grows tax-free, or it's not deductible, and it will come out income tax-free at the end. So there's some great opportunities out there to help save and preserve your wealth, and I'm particularly fond of these. One, because the money is privately invested. It's not given to the government, which under fund accounting can, in effect, pilfer the money from one account and use it for something else.
Sure.
So in these type of vehicles, the custodians are private enterprises, and you get to watch and invest your own money and not worry about where your money's going, much like Medicare and Social Security, where
Ouch.
They would have been endowed decades ago, and they're not because Ouch. The money's being used for other purposes.
Sure.
So in these private plans, you have that safety, and then the second, protection from your own government, and then the second is that in most states and territories, these assets are either partially or wholly sheltered from creditors. So in the event, not your divorcing spouse, but in the event you get sued or have a bankruptcy or a bad situation, generally these assets will not be reached. So you have some measure of protection, which is getting increasingly hard to find. And then finally, for those who want to do it, the general rule is that you don't have to make the contribution this year. You have until the due date of the tax return. So if you extend the return, that would be October 15th of 2019. So you have time to figure it out and come up with the money. But typically, the pension plan has to be set up prior to year end. So in these plans, that means a qualified plan document, a resolution, and ultimately a submission to the IRS to approve it. So that all needs to be in the process, and it needs to be formally set up by year end while you're waiting for IRS approval. So now's the time to look at those because they're very impactful on a whole number of fronts. In some cases, tax deduction, tax deferral, and asset protection in the process. And so it accomplishes multiple objectives and, of course, will provide for your ultimate retirement when and if you decide to do that. Secondly, people look at charitable contributions inordinately at year end, and that makes a lot of sense. And my only caution is, which is wonderful, by the way, my caution is be careful when you do so, because as your income goes up, the rules start kicking in and becoming a bit more complicated. And for any taxpayer, the contributions are limited based on the nature of the gift you're giving and the charity that it's going to and what the charity is going to do with it. So it's a little more complicated than it looks. But before you assume everything is completely deductible, you want someone, your accountant or lawyer, to take a look at that and run the numbers and make sure that you can deduct it. If you don't know and you want to buy time and there's enough of a contributor, the contribution is significant enough, you have the option of starting a family private foundation where you can make the contribution to the foundation. Then you can decide over years when
Yes.
to give it out. You have to give an amount out. Calculation's complicated, but let's say it's 4 to 5% a year, roughly, that you have to give.
Right.
So it allows you to decide and give it out over time, and yet you get the deduction up front because the foundation is a charitable enterprise even before you give it to a ultimate public charity. A supporting organization is similar, for appreciated property. It feeds and supports a public charity. And a donor advised fund is easy and quick to set up. Most of the custodians and wirehouses and investment firms have these in place. You can often go right off of their fund. You don't need to do your own. You can just plug into it. Same thing, you're allowed to make the contribution and then ultimately determine where the funds are going to go, or at least have a letter of wishes of the kind of entities that you want to support. So that's a great thing to look at. One of the things I don't like at this time of the year is people looking at tax shelters. I believe tax shelters should be approached in the same way that you approach investing. You diversify and make sure you're making smart moves and not look for some particular item to be a panacea and solve all your problems. And as the year goes on, it's increasingly more difficult to solve your problem because you're curtailed by the number of months remaining before year end in which you can generate a loss or a deduction that will help you. So the old saying on the street from when I was a young accountant was, you know, beware of the tax shelters that you see at the end of the year. And the saying was that the turkeys tend to hit the street after Thanksgiving. So we're just about there, and now is the time to look out for these turkeys. And I would not suggest to engage in those transactions without a lot of thought and investigation at this time. And then an interesting opportunity created by this Tax Act or opportunity problem issue is that it took away about 50 deductions that will fall into the category of deductions for the production or preservation of income. And these are often referred to as 212 deductions by people in the business, but these are the items that fall on your Schedule A's and miscellaneous itemized deduction. So if you incur them in a trust or an S corporation or an LLC or any conduit, they all flow through and end up on that Schedule A, and they're limited. They're limited by your adjusted gross income, so they're difficult to get. There's four other limits. So for high-income taxpayers, they're almost impossible to get. Well, now under the new Tax Act, they are impossible. They're gone. They're just literally gone. So unless you have an operating business, those deductions disappeared. And therein lies the opportunity for those that have significant enough assets. And I would say, you know, we're talking 25 to 50 million in assets minimum to do this. But you've got the possibility of setting up a family office or a virtual family office, not only to invest your assets, but to handle your wealth management, your risk management, your liability protection, all kinds of other things. And in that entity, those deductions are still alive. So it's certainly not going to apply to everybody, but for those who have inordinately high net worth and income, could be a very good candidate.
Tommy?
And then on the business.
Tommy.
Yes, please.
I got to go. I got to have you back after. I got to have you back after New Year's so you can tell me all the good stuff I got to start at the beginning of the year. Can we do that?
Yeah, that would be the time to actually start considering these things.
That's what we're going to do that. You have your assistant. Let me know what Thursday in January works for you. Maybe we even tee up to be on show 500, hint, hint, and we'll get something done. But of course, I couldn't let you go without doing this. The founder of Handler Thayer from the University of Illinois.
Jim, you're just making me miss the Jordan days.
Tom Handler! You don't miss him too much. You can always call him up and go have a drink, maybe a cigar. I'm sure you got that guy's phone number somewhere. Tom, thanks for coming on. Have a great holiday, and we will be on the air again in January. High five to you, and my best to Andrew Morton and the rest of the team over there.
Thanks much, Jim. Same to you and your colleagues.
All right.